And that's the most prominent amongst all these bodhisattva figures is Avalokiteshvara, which means the Lord who looks down. And he looks down in compassion, and he represents the compassion aspect of enlightenment. One can think of this in terms of, for instance, a great blue sky. Suppose you see a great blue sky, completely empty, completely void, nothing but blue sky stretching to infinity. And on that blue sky, or in that blue sky, you see appearing just, not even a face, just features. Features just sufficient to express a smile, a smile of compassion. And this, we may say, is the compassion aspect of reality. This is Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara, as many of you know, appears in the Heart Sutra, the heart of the perfection of wisdom, and iconographically he's represented as being white, pure white in colour, and as carrying a lotus flower symbolising spiritual birth or spiritual rebirth. And his face is usually alive with a very sweet, a very compassionate smile. And one foot is tucked under in the posture of meditation, showing that internally he's deep in meditation, and the other hangs loose, representing his readiness to step down at any moment into the turmoil of the world to help other living beings. Because as I explained the other week in the Bodhisattva, these two aspects of inner recollection, tranquility and meditation, and external activity, these are not contradictory. These are different aspects of the same thing. Now, there are many different forms of Avalokiteshvara. There are 108 forms altogether, all different, all distinct. One of the most famous of these is the 11-headed and 1,000-armed or 1,000-handed form. To us, it's perhaps a little grotesque, but the symbolism is very interesting. It's said that once the great Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara was contemplating the sorrows of the world, the miseries of sentient beings, their death, sickness, suffering by fire, flood, famine and so on, bereavement, separation, war, shipwreck. And he was overwhelmed by a great compassion to such an extent that he was weeping. And he went on weeping so violently, we are told, that his head just shivered into pieces, into fragments, into 11 pieces, 11 fragments, and each became a head. Each became a face. And there were 11 of them because there are 11 directions of space. There's north, south, east, west, the intermediate points, that makes 8, up, down, and then the center. So 11 altogether, meaning that compassion is looking everywhere. While it's looking here, it can also look there. It can look on this side at the same time as that side. It looks in all directions simultaneously. That is compassion. And it has 1,000 arms. I think they stopped at 1,000 only because the artists couldn't represent any more. The Bodhisattva of compassion has 1,000,000 arms. And at the end of every arm there's a hand stretched out to help. So in this particular form, in this particular way, with the help of this particular symbol, Buddhism tries to express the nature of compassion that is looking in all directions and trying to help in all conceivable, all possible ways. So this is Avalokiteshvara, representing the compassion aspect of Buddhahood, of enlightenment, of the Dharmakaya.